we begin with a young lady who I just, as I was going on the air, what they did not show her Hoosier Hospitality downtown this morning at the Hyatt. Kathy Youngblood she's a self-described late bloomer. She had got two associate degrees. She's got two bachelor degrees. She's also a proud member of the Unite Union, going around the country trying to organize workers, not to be high-paid union employees, just to get a decent living. We're not talking about being have the wage to have the Lexus. We're just trying to get the wage to have the Chevrolet, to be able to afford to ride public transportation to the job. And Kathy Youngblood is trying to get the Hyatt Corporation to do what General Motors does, to do what Ford does, to do what Chrysler does. And there are other companies that have a seat on their board of directors for union men or women. She is running for the board of directors of the Hyatt Corporation. Kathy Youngblood joins me live. Kathy, welcome. Welcome to Indianapolis.
Well, thank you. And I'm so happy to receive this warm welcome from you, because I did not get quite such a warm welcome this morning.
Now, I understand you are running as a stockholder in Hyatt. You're running to be on the board of directors, so you kind of went down to want to walk into the Hyatt, which is a quasi-public place built on land that was the people's land, because they got the land in a deal with the city way back when. You went in there, and I got to – this is radio. I want you to know that Miss Youngblood is what they used to call back in the day a dainty person. Ladies, y'all know what that means. I don't think she's ready for World Wrestling Federation.
I'm 107 pounds.
107 pounds, wearing glasses. And how did they greet you at our Indianapolis Hyatt? Did they welcome you with a fruit basket? Did they say, welcome Miss Youngblood to Indianapolis?
Well, they called the welcome wagon out on me, being the Indianapolis police.
Wait a minute. They called the police?
They called the popo.
They called our Indianapolis police? What did you do, girl?
I just showed up.
You just walked in and they dialed 911. We might be one of the Al Qaeda people in the lobby.
No, I actually did not walk into the hotel. I came up on the sidewalk, because that's what I tried to do. I'm visiting all the Hyatt employees I can across the country.
Right. So you're on the public side. You're on the public sidewalk.
Well, they said I crossed the line. There's a crack in the sidewalk, and that line I shouldn't have crossed, because that became somehow Hyatt property.
And they called our undermanned Indianapolis police on a 107-pound lady with glasses.
And the police were very nice to me, so I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. So the head of security said, well, and I identified myself as a Hyatt employee, and I says, I do have a right. I do have a Hyatt Global ID, and I do have a right to come onto any property that Hyatt owns. And also, I have legal papers stating that, according to labor law, I can also appear on Hyatt property, as long as I'm very respectful and abide by the rules. But I think this morning, I don't know why he was tripping.
So the head of security, Chris, tripping on a little lady. But on a serious note, you're going around to Hyatt. You are running for the board of directors. First of all, what kind of response is your candidacy getting from what is called institutional investors? That's the people that have the big holdings in companies that represent pension funds and 401k and even organized labor.
Well, strangely enough, that contingent is staying silent. But we are calling on Hyatt to add the 13th member to their board of directors and reserve that seat for a hotel worker, someone like me. And I am a Hyatt housekeeper working at the Hyatt Ondas in West Hollywood, California.
So you work at one of them Hyatts where the paparazzi are hanging out outdoors?
I sure do.
This is not just a dispute in Indianapolis. This involves Hyatt hotels in how many cities?
Well, I don't know how many cities, but we're on a nationwide campaign.
Right.
And Hyatt has over 480, if I'm correct, hotels in the United States. Of course, most are not unionized. The hotel where I work is unionized with Unite here, and I'm Local 11 out of Los Angeles.
So they're represented in L.A.?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And you're in West Hollywood. In West Hollywood, that's a whole different – that's a very progressive mini-suburb of in Los Angeles, as I remember.
Well, I like to say the hotel in West Los Angeles.
West Los Angeles.
If you want to see flavor – come to my hotel.
You got flavor.
I got flavor.
I know one of the reasons you guys are in town is that we have firefighters from all over the world that are here every year for the what they call FDIC, the Fire Department Instructors Conference. And I understand the issue of what you guys are trying to do in get better working conditions, living conditions for hotel workers. The firefighters, the International Brotherhood of Firefighters, are just now learning about that. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand they have this this convention every year
here
in Indianapolis.
Oh, it's off the hook.
So I take it Indianapolis must be a great city for these kind of things.
It is a great city.
And well, then do something with the head of security at Hyatt.
Oh, Chris. She just called. And here's the kicker. I know who the guy is. I'm not going to call his name out, but his initials are CG. People in the community know. That's not a good look.
Well, usually the Hyatt hierarchy is very much more respectful because in some of the cities, the head of a human resource
mm-hmm.
or even the general manager
mm-hmm.
or other managers have come out to greet me and at least say hello.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no stranger to Hyatt.
Okay, so you've gone into other non-union Hyatts and been treated much better than you were treated trying to go into our Hyatt Regency here.
Yeah, and as I said, I couldn't even get in the door. I was on the sidewalk.
I bet when you tell the great men and women with the International Association of Firefighters, who, they stand for fairness, they are our first responders. They are the ones, when some of their members suffered that tragedy down in West Texas the other week. They had to deal with all the bombs and explosives in Boston. I mean, they're always there. They're not going to take to that. Because I know firefighters don't like, especially women, being mistreated. That goes against the code of firefighters.
Well, I would agree with that. And if you think about it, everybody has a job.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants to be respected no matter where they work.
Absolutely.
Okay, so at Hyatt, we think this idea of putting a hotel worker on the board will lead Hyatt in a new direction, a better direction. And of course, it will become a better company to work for. Because if you listen to the people that actually do the jobs...
Mm-hmm.
And Hyatt does pride themselves on making more money. Think how much money they could make if they took all of our ideas and suggestions.
And if you look at how the successful partnership, I think it started with Ford Motor Company that had a representative of auto workers of the UAW on there. And if I remember, that partnership, that collaboration helped Ford turn itself around and show the way for the rest of American automotive. And look how successful that turnaround is right now.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned an American car company because back in the 1980s, I was working at a General Motors plant in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And one year they decided to deny our bonuses, and there was great rumor of closing the plant. So I got on the airplane with my own money, bought my own airplane ticket, rental car, paid for my hotel. I went to the General Motors board of directors meeting, and I got to the board. They listen, and at the time, the CEO was Roger Smith, and I invited him to come down to the plant and talk to the people from Detroit to Columbus, and he did come about 4 or 5 months later. He stayed all day. Things began to change next week, and Roger Smith personally kept that plant open for 5 years past its shutdown date. So this is not the first time that I've talked with billionaires and millionaires and heads and CEOs and board of director members.
So that's the same Roger Smith that would duck from Roger Moore, but you got his attention.
I sure did.
Amen. That's a great. In fact, I'm looking up here at the board of directors, and I think they need a Kathy Youngblood. They need a Kathy Youngblood on that board. Are there any racial minorities on the board of Hyatt right now?
Well, there's one gentleman.
Okay, but we need a worker.
Yeah, we need a worker.
Okay.
I mean, come on. I clean the toilets. I make the bed. I keep the guests coming back happy. Any emergency,
mm-hmm.
we are the first responders.
Mm.
Is the housekeeper on the floor?
All right. So what can listeners do to help unite, to help our hotel workers at the Hyatt and the other hotels in downtown? I'm going to work on Velocity. They ought to put as one of the planks, making sure that there's union representation in all the hotels in downtown. That ought to be a great goal to improve our downtown.
Well, as of now, we do have a global boycott. Mm-hmm. And so we would like people not to stay, eat, sleep, or attend meetings at the Hyatt.
So don't go to the Hyatt.
Don't go to the Hyatt until we housekeepers, we cooks, we bellmans, we front desk agents, we get what we need and we get what we want. We are not asking for the stars and the sun and the moon. We are just asking for decent pay, safe working conditions, and a happier workplace.
So if people are thinking of, you know, having their relatives come down for the Indiana Black Expo in July or the Circle City Classic in October, there's plenty of great hotels in downtown Indianapolis. They don't necessarily need the Hyatt right now until the Hyatt, you know, gives the collective bargaining to their workers.
That's correct.
And that can happen even though we're a right-to-work state for less. Right?
Well, this may be a right to work state, but I have the right to decent pay. I have the right to fair wages. I have the right to safe working conditions, along with the rest of my coworkers that work for Hyatt. And Hyatt always says we're family. This is another disturbing thing why this head of security treated me like this, because publicly we are family, but he wouldn't even let me in the door.
That's a reason enough to go to some other hotel right now rather than think about. Wait a minute. Chris is angry. Chris is not happy. And anyway, if you want more information, how do people find out more information while I take her picture? Because I really want people to see that, you know, how non-threatening Sister Youngblood was. If people want more information about Unite's effort, how do they find out about it?
Well, we have Twitter. You can follow us on Hyatt Hurts Us, or you can go to the website and tap in HyattHurts.org, or you can tap in Unite Here's website on Facebook.
So
we are in the social media, and we do post not only worker stories, but we keep people abreast of what's happening at any given time across the United States with our Hyatt workers.
So it's HyattHurts.org. HyattHurts.org. Kathy Youngblood, we apologize that security head at the Hyatt, who I know, I've known him for 30 years, he was raised better than that. He was trained better than that. That he must have really had a bad day today, or he was doing the old, Y'all know what I'm talking about. Again, Kathy Youngblood, thanks very much for being with us. Good luck to you. And hope that as you talk to the firefighters that are here literally from all around the country and all around the world, they'll go, what? That hotel treated this young lady like that? Oh, no, 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 no. And then firefighters will find other places to stay next year.
Well, that's what I hope so.
Or unless you guys have an agreement. If you have an agreement, then they can stay at the Hyatt.
Well, we want everyone right now to boycott the Hyatt.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Especially after they treat this sister like this. 105 pounds, glasses.
And I have gray hair.
And got gray hair.
So what could I have done to him? Nothing.
You could have admonished him.
Well, I thought about it, but then he couldn't quit talking.
Oh, so you did a Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, I sure did.
There you go. She did a Jackie Robinson, and he was like the guy from Philadelphia, if y'all have seen the movie, from the Philadelphia Phillies, if you've seen the movie. Anyway, Kathy Youngblood, good luck to you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.